Welcome to the Bosch Rexroth Lean Manufacturing Audio Series, where you can hear about new approaches in using lean techniques and principles. We'll discuss how to apply lean concepts in some fresh and perhaps unexpected ways to help you transform the performance of your company. Our guest is Jamie Flinchbaugh, a founder and partner of the Lean Learning Center and co-author of the popular book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to Lean. As both a practitioner and facilitator, he's successfully helped many companies in their quest for lean transformation. Today, we're going to discuss how lean principles can be applied to the engineering process to help improve work quality and productivity. Now, Jamie, is this even possible? I mean, engineering doesn't seem to be the type of automated, process-driven work that lean can improve.
Well, it certainly isn't. And you know, I've been a product and process engineer myself for many years, and it's very easy to see how different the work is and believe that it doesn't work. But at the end of the day, you know, engineers design, manage, and improve work themselves. And if we really look at what an engineer does, they should be doing the development, the analysis, the decision-making, and the design. And if we actually look at the value-add time that an engineer contributes to that work, unfortunately, it's often in the 20% range. And at the end of the day, we really should be closer to 70, 80, you know, even beyond, in terms of how much time they spend doing real engineering, real value-added work.
So what tasks do they spend their time on, and how should that work be changed or redistributed?
Well, as I think we could ask any engineer, and they'll tell you they spend a lot of time in meetings, doing reports, doing presentations, and those, of course, come with any business. But they also track down information they should have in the first place. They spend time organizing the information. They wait for items to be completed. They spend a lot of time doing rework and workarounds in the work that's not happening the way it should happen in the first place.
So how can the application of lean change this?
Well, the content of engineering work is always changing. So you can't standardize what an engineer does as an output, just like you would in, say, an assembly worker. But underneath the work of engineering, there are common structural elements to how the work is designed, managed, and improved. So regardless of where the process is, whether it's in engineering or it's in the boardroom or it's on the shop floor, it's always made up of activities, connections, and flows. It's that underlying structure that we have to focus on.
Okay. So can you give us examples of connections and flows in engineering processes?
Well, let's start with the flows, because the flow of design, particularly if we talk about product engineering, this isn't quite the same as it is in manufacturing. In manufacturing, reducing the time of flow and having product flow through seamlessly is one of the predominant goals. In manufacturing, though, it's different, but there still should be a flow. We should be able to manage the flow of work. But within the flow, that we need iterations and loops because we want to be able to learn and iterate. We don't know what's going to happen along the way, but we still need to manage how that flow works, where the loops are, where it's supposed to begin and end. The connections are more about customer-supplier relationships. So somebody wants something, somebody has something. It might be information, it might be help, it might be the ability to work on a problem or do a test. It could be a lot of different things, but we have to define those connections because particularly in product development, we never know when we're going to need that particular connection. So we don't know what problem's going to come up. It's designing the connection so that we have one way to make a request, one way to respond. We know if that connection's working or not, and so regardless of what happens and when it happens, I know that that connection will work right the first time.
What areas would you recommend engineers and engineering teams focus on to become more lean?
Well, I think the first area, and this isn't terribly unusual because it's a dominant theme in lean, is waste elimination. And the reason for this is that it's really hard to get engineers to go spend time investing in other activities when they're so busy already. So if we can go in and eliminate waste from the work of engineering, from engineers' time, first off, they'll have more time to invest in other areas. Secondly, they'll be much happier, and you'll certainly catch their attention. Once you've made their work easier, it's going to be a lot harder for them to argue it doesn't work here.
Makes perfect sense. And Jamie, in your experience, what's the most common waste that engineers can and should eliminate from their workflows?
Well, I think it's the waiting, and this goes back to bad connections that we just talked about, because we might wait for a result, we might wait for a decision, we might wait for information, And what happens is we can't see the waiting because on the shop floor, if somebody's waiting, it's really obvious. They sit and wait. In knowledge work, we don't sit and wait. We move on to something else. We keep ourselves active. Unfortunately, we should never include activity with accomplishment. And so what happens is when we have bad connections, we have lots of waiting. And because we've moved on to other things, once the response comes back, now we have an interruption. And so the first problem is that interruptions are a horrible disruptor to productivity. Some studies show that a significant amount of interruptions decrease productivity by up to 40%. Secondly, the flow of work is delayed because that almost invisible wait just adds to the time and extends everything else along with it.
All right, so besides eliminating waste, any other quick tips for becoming more lean?
Well, I think one is working on standardization. And although we could spend an entire podcast just talking about that topic, what is important to understand in engineering is that we're not trying to standardize the job. We're only trying to standardize certain activities within the job. So defining how a specific activity should occur and what good looks like. And furthermore, we need to define the help chain and utilize it better.
Now, what is a help chain and how would it work in an engineering process?
Well, a help chain is essentially the flow of a problem, getting the help to the right person or the right problem at the right time. And what generally happens is problems tend to bounce around like a hot potato, and they move in random intervals to different people, and they end up in different meetings. So we don't have a clear path for the problem. Where does it start? So it starts with defining the problem. Who sees it and how? Designing the work to make it easy to see. And who do they connect to and how do they make that connection in order to get the help? So we want to get the right help at the right place at the right time and shorten the response time. Once we improve the response time, it makes it a lot less expensive and a whole lot easier to solve most of the problems that occur.
Sounds like a great first step. Now, Jamie, what practical advice can you give to make sure that we sustain lean practices in engineering processes and not get trapped into those old habits?
I think the first thing is visibility. We need to make the work visible, which means that when problems happen, when things are off track, we can see it. Very hard when we just have a large inbox of information, so we have to be able to define the flow so when something's behind, something's off schedule, something's in the wrong place, we know about it right away. Second, to standardize where the control points are. Know where the key breakdowns in the process are going to occur and have some frequency where you go check how that work is proceeding. You don't want to find out when you've missed your milestone that there was a breakdown 2 weeks before. And in reality, most problems have already occurred for 2 weeks. We just haven't realized it yet. And then third, and as difficult as this sounds, is accountability. You know, we give people a chance to get involved in the work in designing it and improving it in a lean environment. And once we give people a chance to do all that work, we then seem to fail in the back end with accountability and make sure that we maintain those processes. So without accountability, all the work in design and change ends up being wasted.
Well, thanks, Jamie. I think you've made it clear that, like many other processes, engineering offers substantial opportunities for lean transformation.
Absolutely, and thank you, Liz.
You've been listening to Jamie Flinchbaugh from the Lean Learning Center talking about how to apply lean principles to the engineering process. In our next episode, you'll learn how manufacturers and equipment builders can design their equipment specifically for a lean production environment. For Bosch Rexroth, I'm Liz Cohen. Thanks for listening, and best wishes for success with your next lean project. Visit the Bosch Rexroth Lean Manufacturing Center on the web at www.boschrexroth-us.com/lean. You'll find all kinds of downloadable guidebooks, lean kits, and other resources. And if you have questions about lean manufacturing, please use our link and send them in. We'd enjoy hearing from you. Once again, that's www.boschrexroth-us.com/lean.